感谢主耶稣的看顾。
Praise and thank God for His providence.
那我们大家能够聚集在神的面前来敬拜。
That we can all gather here before our Lord to worship Him.
每次来到我们温哥华教会，内心都有非常的多的感动。
And every time when I came to our True Jesus Church in Vancouver, I'm often very touched.
每次看到这样的会堂心里都有非常有一种敬畏神的心。
Because whenever I step into our glorious chapel, it always brings up a heart of reverence for me.
相信神也跟我们同在。
And I believe that our God is with us.
在我们奉他的名聚会的时候，也有天使跟我们一起聚会。
And also when we gather our service in His name, the angels are also with us.
将来在天上，我们也是要这样一同的聚会来敬拜神。
And also in future, in our eternal home, this is how we are going to worship Him as well.
而且在我们的聚会里面，有很多很多的造就。
And also as we gather for services, we can edify each other.
这是对我们的灵性是非常重要的一个时刻。
And it is a very important moment for our spirituality.
因为每个安息日，我们都放下世上的工作，来到神的面前。
Because on every Sabbath day, we will put down our jobs, our worldly things, and come before God.
我们安静我们的心灵，来到神的面前。
And we quiet down our heart so that we can come before God.
我们目的就是要来聆听神的话语。
And the main purpose is to come and receive the word of God.
对于我们的灵性能够有一些勉励，有一些提醒。
And that it can serve as a reminder for us and also to edify our spirituality.
好像我们重新在这里来了一场一种洗净了我们的心灵一样。
So it seems as if we come to cleanse our heart.
把一些不好的洗干净了。
So that we can purge all the sins and wash them away.
能够让我们的心灵得到一种提升。
And that it can serve to elevate our spirit.
特别是我们在这里有的祷告。
And especially when we come before God in a prayer session.
真耶稣教会的祷告非常的特别。
And the mode of prayer in our True Jesus Church is very unique.
因为我们除了一般的悟性祷告以外，我们还加上圣灵里面的方言祷告。
Because other than prayers in understanding, we also pray in tongues in the spirit.
而方言的祷告就是在灵里面要造就我们自己的灵性。
And when we pray in tongues, it is to edify our own spirit in the prayer.
所以我们在祷告里面来学习祷告。
So therefore, we are learning how to pray as we pray to God.
那我们早上来学习西西家王的祷告。
And so therefore, this morning, let us study and learn from the prayer of King Hezekiah.
我们请看以赛亚书三十八章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 38.
以赛亚书三十八章第一节到第八节。
Isaiah 38, verse 1 to verse 8.Isaiah 38, verse 1. In those days Hezekiah was sick and near death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, went to him and said to him, Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Verse 2. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord. Verse 3. And said, Remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart.And have done what is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came to Hezekiah, saying, Verse 5. Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus says the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. And I will add to your days 15 years. Verse 6. I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city.Verse 7, And this is a sign to you from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing which he has spoken. Verse 8, Behold, I will bring the shadow on the sundial, which has gone down with the sun on the sundial of Ahaz, 10 degrees backward. So the sun returned 10 degrees on the dial by which it had gone down.
在这里，西西家生病几乎要死。
So therefore, this passage let us understand that King Hezekiah, he was very ill and he's almost dying.
那么以赛亚先知得到神的启示来传达信息。
And Isaiah the prophet, he received a message from the Lord and he came to deliver the message.
神说你应当要留一命给你的家，因为你要死不能活了。
And God said to him in this way that you should set your house in order, for you are going to die and you're not going to live.
我们知道人的生命都是掌握在神的手上。
And as we all know, our lives is in the hand of God.
我们一个人要活多久，早就已经在神的生命册上都已经有已经有一个决定。
And the span of our life and how long we will live, they're all recorded in God's book of life.
所以保罗对雅典人传道的时候讲了一段话。
And that is why Paul, when he was in Athens, he spoke to the Athenians in this way.
神从一本造出万族的人来，预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。
That from one, God has already created everyone and the multitudes, and that he has already set the boundaries and the lifespan of everyone.
所以我们人一出生，神就已经决定了我们一生的年日。
And that is to say, as we are born, God has already set the number of days of our lives.
所以现在西西家王生病已经要死了。
So therefore, over here, King Hezekiah, he is very sick and he is going to die.
所以他的生命寿数也到此快要结束了。
And therefore, this marks the end of his lifespan.
所以神就叫以赛亚先知来告诉西西家王要做一个准备。
So therefore, God had sent Isaiah the prophet to tell King Hezekiah to make preparation.
但是西西家王听到这个消息之后，他向神祷告。
But however, once Hezekiah received this message, he prayed to God.
他求神能够纪念他如何为神热心如何为神来做了很多的圣功。
And he prayed to God to call to remembrance all the good things that Hezekiah had done, how he had walked in truth and served God.
当然，他希望神能够转变他的旨意，让他能够继续能够存活下来。
And his hope in his prayer is that God will turn around and let him live longer and will not take his life.
结果呢，在以赛亚先知要回到他自己的住处的路上，神又告诉以赛亚回去告诉西西家王说，神已经听见他的祷告了。
And so therefore, when Isaiah the prophet was going along his way, and God stopped him and tell him that go back and tell Hezekiah this message.
神已经听见你的祷告，已经看见你的眼泪，所以要增加你15年的寿数。
That I, God, I have heard your message and I have seen your tears and I will give you another 15 years of life.
而且要拯救耶路撒冷来脱离亚述王的一个攻击。
And also I will deliver you from the city from the enemy of king of Assyria.
然后又给他的一个兆头。
And that God also gave him a sign.
就让那个日晷呢向后退了10度。
And that is to say, the shadow on the sundial will go backward 10 degrees.
后来西西家王真的得到了健康。
And then indeed, King Hezekiah, he recovered from his sickness.
他又多活了15年的寿数。
And that he continued to live another 15 years.
这整个事情也记住在列王记下20章。
And this story is also recorded in 2 Kings.
20章的第一节 也同样的事迹的一个记载。
And 2 Kings chapter 20, it is also the same story that is being mentioned.
特别提到神要以西西家王第三天能够到神的殿来向神祷告来向神感谢。
And so similarly here, it records the miraculous recovery of Hezekiah and how on the third day, God asked Hezekiah to go and give offerings at the temple.
所以呢，我们从这个事情呢，我们有几个思考。
So therefore, from this story, there are certain points that calls to mind.
本来人的生命是神所决定的。
At first, our life is determined by God.
是该死的时候我们就接受神的这种决定。
When it's time for us to die, that is the time for us to receive God's will.
就好像大卫他的儿子生病，然后大卫为他的儿子祷告。
Just like the son of David, when he was sick, David prayed for his son.
但是到后来，他的儿子还是死了。
But however, in the end, his son still passed away.
本来大卫还是禁食的祷告。
At first, David still continued to fast and pray.
但是他听到他的儿子还是生病死了，他就不再禁食，他就起来吃饭、穿衣服，过正常的生活了。
Then he heard that his son passed away, and upon his son's death, he no longer continued to fast. He put on his clothes and he started to lead his normal life.
他的臣仆看见反而觉得奇怪。
Then his servants, when they saw David's reaction, they were very surprised.
在大卫的儿子生病的时候，他就禁食祷告。为什么死了以后，他没有更多的悲伤，他反而起来开始正常生活呢？
That when David's son was ill, David was fasting and praying, and yet now when the son died, David did not cry, he just got up and led a normal life.
大卫讲了一句话,
and then David said this sentence to them,
我的孩子已经死了, 他是不能再回来的。
That my child is already dead, he will not come back.
而我反而要到他那里去。
And I am the one who is going to meet up with him later.
所以他就接受这个死亡的事情。
So therefore, David, he received this reality of death.
但是西西家王，他却不能够接受他即将死亡的这件事情。
But however, for Hezekiah, he will not receive this reality of death that is coming upon him.
明明神已经透过以赛亚先知对他传讲。 死期已经到了这个信息了，但是他不能接受。
Because already God had sent Isaiah the prophet to send him the message of death, but yet he refused to receive it.
他要向神祷告，要改变神的这个决定。
Hezekiah decided to pray to God so that he can alter the will of God.
所以我们第一个问题就是说，神的旨意可以改变吗？
So therefore, our first question over here is that can we alter the will of God?
我们看到。 圣经有很多的经文都是记载神的旨意是永恒不变的。
Because in the Bible, we know how it writes that the promise of God lasts forever.
神所决定要做的事情，没有任何的事情可以阻挡他。
And whatever things that God has decided, no one can ever stop him.
也没有任何的力量可以阻挡神的旨意。
And there's no power that can ever stop the will of God.
因为神要做什么，他就做的什么。
Because whatever God desires and he wills, he will do.
他用言语就可以创造宇宙万物。
And upon his word, he can create the entire universe.
他说有就有，命立就立。
And when God says yes, it is yes.
说有就有了，说存在就是存在了。
And when he says that this world just exists by his word.
所以神的能力是无所不能的。
So therefore, we know that our God, he is all-powerful.
在神来讲,没有做不到的事情。
And to him, nothing is impossible.
所以神的旨意是永远没有办法被改变的。
So therefore, we know that the will of our omnipotent God can never change.
但是我们在这里却看到西西家王试着要用祷告要来改变神的旨意。
Yet over here we see how King Hezekiah he was ready to challenge the will of God.
而更奇妙的是，神竟然也听了他的祷告。
And yet it is wonderful that God indeed take up his challenge and answer his prayer.
神就改变了他原来的旨意。
So therefore here God changed his mind indeed.
所以我们从这里可以知道。 神的旨意跟人的祷告可以有一种互动的关系。
So therefore from here we can understand that there is a kind of interaction between God's will and man's prayers.
原则上神的旨意是永恒不变的。
And in principle the will of God will never change.
但是神会看人的内心有了什么样的一种态度跟转变。
But God he looks into our heart and he will examine your attitude and see what is there.
然后神的旨意也愿意改变。
And then he is willing to change his will to suit yours.
所以呢，我们看到西西家王的祷告竟然可以改变神的旨意。
So therefore over here we see that in fact King Hezekiah's prayers can change the will of God.
而他的祷告是这么的迫切。
And yet his prayers were very very zealous.
而且他平常的行为是如何的敬畏，如何的虔诚爱主。
And we also see how Hezekiah led a very devout life, how he walked in God in truth with a loyal heart.
我们看列王记下。Let's
turn to 2 Kings.
18章。
2 Kings chapter 18.
18章第一节开始记载，西西家王登基为王。So
2 Kings 18 verse 1, it talks about how King Hezekiah began to reign as king.
在以色列王何西亚第三年, 西西家王做了犹大王。
That in the third year of Hosea, the son of Elah, king of Israel, Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, began to reign.
但是我们看了犹大列王的一个历史时间跟这里的记载呢有一点不一样的地方。
And however, if we look into the record of time in terms of the genealogies of the kings of Judah, there is a difference that is being recorded here.
因为这个时候的西西家王，他登基为王是跟着他的父亲亚哈斯一起做王。
So because over here, what it says is that in fact Hezekiah he began to reign along with his father.
亚哈斯王那时候还是在当王的时候。
And that was the time when his father Ahaz still reigns as king of Judah.
所以亚哈斯王和他的儿子西西家两个父子两个人同时当王有一段的时间。
And that is to say, there's a certain period of time when both the father and the son reign as king over Judah.
那一直到西西家王25岁的时候那个他的父亲亚哈斯王才真的去世，然后他才独立来当王。
Then verse 2, it says that when King Hezekiah was 25 years old, that was when his father died and that he became king and he was independent as his own king.
那个时候他才作为一个耶路撒冷的王29年。
Then after that, he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem.
所以呢我们这样子根据他的这个年代的记载我们可以推算他生病应该是大概39岁。或38岁左右生了这场几乎要死的病。
So therefore, according to the historical records, we can speculate that King Hezekiah probably got very sick when he was about 38 or 39 years old.
因为我们算一算，他25岁开始独立当王，然后当了29年的王，所以他一共是54岁去世了。
Because if you were to add up the number of years, 25 plus 29 years of reign, he was 54 years old when he died.
那么54岁去世，所以他往前推15年，后来所增加的这个寿数。
And so therefore, if you were to add in the 15 more years and take it off from 54 years,
所以这样算起来，他应该是39岁生了这场几乎要死的病。
So Hezekiah was probably around 39 years old when he was inflicted with this illness that is upon death.
确实，我们看到一个人39岁他就生病几乎要死，我们说这是一个中年。的时代就要死了。
So therefore, Hezekiah, he was in his middle age, the peak of his life, and that as a young man, he was facing death.
所以西西家王当然心里有很多的舍不得，他有很多的志愿还没有去完成的。
And therefore, as a young man, he still has so many ambitions that he wants to conquer, so he is not willing to die.
我们说一个39岁的人，他大概是日头刚好是在正中央在日正当中的这个年代。
Because for a man who is 39 years old, he is like the noon sun that is at the peak of his life.
可以算是他的身体最强壮，他的智慧也是达到最高峰的时候。
And also at this point in time, his physique is the strongest, and that his mind is the wisest.
但是现在他却生病，几乎要死。
But yet now he is dying. He is so sick.
他行了很多神眼中看为正的事情。
And that Hezekiah has done many things that were in truth in the eyes of God.
效法他的祖先大卫所行的一切事情。
And that he followed what King David did before him and walked in the sight of the Lord.
在18章第五节有了一个很重要的一个结论。
And that in verse 5 of chapter 18, there is a conclusion.
西西家王依靠神在他前后的犹大列王中没有一个能够比得到他的。
And this is an important point because Hezekiah verse 5 he trusted in the Lord God of Israel so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah.
除了大卫以外
that other than David
在他之前在他之后都没有一个人能够像西西家王这么样的好王。
That there is none like him before or after Hezekiah who is as good as a king like him.
所以呢，他谨守神的诫命。
So here we see how Hezekiah, he holds fast to the commandments of God.
神与他同在。
And that God walks with him.
他不论往哪里去都亨通。
That no matter where he goes, everything that he does is prosperous.
所以这么样的一个好王，他现在生病几乎要死， 所以他向神的祷告。
And so such a good king is dying, and therefore he prayed to God.
所以他向神祷告的时候讲了一句话，说神啊，求你纪念我如何存完全的心，如何按诚实啊来行你所看为善的事情。
And so in his way of prayer, he called to remembrance to God about how good he walked in his ways.
所以最后他的祷告蒙了垂听。
And then later we see how God answered his prayers.
啊，也得到成全。
And that he got his will.
所以神又给他15年的寿数。
And therefore God blessed him with another 15 years of life.
所以呢，我们今天呢，啊，不要啊放弃任何的希望。
And so therefore today we should not give up any hope.
我们只要祷告。
We all need to pray.
也许神原来的旨意是怎样？
Perhaps God had his will in the beginning.
但是因为我们的祷告，所以蒙了垂听。
But because of our prayers, God listened.
神也会改变他原来的旨意。
God will also change his mind and alter his will.
所以西西家王的祷告成为我们的一个啊榜样。
So therefore, King Hezekiah's prayer, it serves as a very good example for us today.
所以我们还是可以凡事来借着祷告来向神祈求。
So this let us know that for all things and in all things, we can pray to God.
神也许也会因着我们的祷告，因着我们的行为而垂听了我们的祷告。
That perhaps with our sincere prayers and also with our devout conduct of life, God will listen to us.
所以神啊，愿意改变他原来的旨意啊。
So here we see how God, he is willing to change his mind.
所以呢，我们的祷告啊，要带着这样的希望来到神的面前。
So therefore, when we pray, this is the kind of hope that we should have in our heart when we come before him.
所以我们啊，带着这样的信心来到神的面前来祷告。
And this is the kind of faith that we should have in our heart when we come before God.
这个信心就是一种希望。
And this kind of faith is the kind of hope that we have in God.
当然我们不敢强求神一定啊，要照着我们的希望来成全。
Of course, we are not trying to manipulate God so that he can do whatever we desire.
但是我们总是可以带着这样的希望来到神的面前。
But however, it is with this kind of hope that we should have when we come before God.
所以耶稣啊，也告诉我们一句很重要的话。
And so therefore, Lord Jesus also mentioned a very important verse.
在信的人凡事都可能了。
For those who believe, all things are possible.
我们请看马可福音第九章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 9.
第九章二十三节。
Mark chapter 9, verse 23.
马可福音第九章二十三节。
Mark chapter 9, verse 23.
耶稣对他说：“你若能够信，在信的人凡事都能。”
Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes."
所以凡事都是可能的。
So all things are possible.
所以在相信的人生啊的心念啊的信念里面，神如果垂听我们的祷告，每一件事情他都可以做得到。
That as long as you believe with your whole heart, that God will be able to listen to your prayers.
所以我们的祷告会得到神的垂听跟成全。
So therefore, our prayers will be answered by God, and it will be accomplished by God.
我们相信神，就是相信神会垂听我们的祷告。
And when we believe in God, we believe that He will listen to our prayers.
所以我们带着这样的希望，也带着这样的信心来向神祷告。
And with this kind of hope and faith, that is how we come before God.
所以我们想，西西家王如果听到了以赛亚先知的这个传讲神的信息以后，他就接受了，他就不祷告了，那么他就死了。
So therefore, when we go back to the story of King Hezekiah, if he had received the will of God upon his sickness, he would probably just pass away at that point in time.
那么他的寿命就到那里就真的结束了。
And that his life will just end at that age.
但是西西家王他还是向神祷告。
But still, Hezekiah, he continued to pray.
因为他带着一个希望来向神祷告。
Because he had this strong hope and desire as he prayed to God.
当然，他还是把一切的成果如何来完全交托给神。
And of course, he put all the conclusion in God's hand.
所以祷告要有信心， 但是并不是强迫神一定要成全。
And therefore, when we pray, we must carry faith and hope. But however, we are not there to force God to listen to us.
我们是带着这样的一个希望来到神的面前向神祷告。
Because it is with this kind of hope that we come before God.
如果神垂听了，而且会成全我们的祷告。
And if God is willing and that He is ready to listen to our prayers and to accomplish our desires,
那么我们的祷告就成功了。
Then our prayers will become successful.
所以这是西西家王的祷告给我们留下的榜样。
So this is the model example that is left behind by King Hezekiah.
但是我们现在又有另外一种思想。
But however, now we can also look at it from another point of view.
如果神并没有让西西家王的寿命增加十五年，让他真的就在那里就死了，那么这又是代表什么含义呢？
So if God did not give Hezekiah another 15 years of life, but rather take his life at that point, then what kind of significance would that be?
我们所看到的这里的圣经明显的记载说，神已经听见他的祷告，看见他的眼泪。
Because over here, the Bible simply writes very clearly that God has heard Hezekiah's prayers and that he has seen his tears.
所以要增加他十五年的寿数。
And he is willing to add another 15 years of life.
所以呢，这里是神已经垂听他的祷告了，然后也成全了他所祈求的事情。
So here we see how God had heard the prayers, He had seen the tears, and that He is ready to give whatever Hezekiah requests.
但是我们后来看到他增加十五年的寿数以后，他内心除了对神的感谢之外，他也产生了另外一种微妙的心理。
And that we see how Hezekiah, after his life was prolonged, he had an attitude of gratitude to God, but also his heart had another turnaround.
我们请看以赛亚书三十九章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 39.
三十九章第一节和第二节。
Isaiah 39, verse 1 and 2.
那个时候，巴比伦派了使者来看西西家王。
And then at that time, the king of Babylon sent an ambassador to come and visit Hezekiah.
而西西家王很高兴看这些巴比伦的使者。
And that Hezekiah, he was very glad to see the ambassadors and messengers.
我们看三十九章第二节。
Let's look at 39 verse 2.
请读。
And Hezekiah was pleased with them and showed them the house of his treasures, the silver and gold, the spices and precious ointment, and all his armory, all that was found among his treasures. There was nothing in his house or in all his dominion that Hezekiah did not show them.
所以这里记载西西家王将宝库里面的金银以及武器全部都给这个巴比伦的使者看。
So over here we see how Hezekiah open up the doors of his treasures and of his armory, of all his weapons, and show them off to Babylon.
他在彰显什么?
And what was he showing off?
这是他的荣耀。
He was showing off his own glory.
这是他的武器。
That these are his armory.
所以我们想西西家王这个时候的心里是骄傲的。
So we know that Hezekiah at this moment was very puffed up.
所以以赛亚先知就来责备他。
So Isaiah the prophet came to rebuke King Hezekiah.
责备他把家中所有的一切都给巴比伦的使者看了，那么以后所有的东西也都会被抢走了。
That he opened up all his treasures and showed them off to Babylon. Therefore, in the future, all these treasures will be taken away from him.
所以呢，我们看到西西家王后来的这十五年的寿数虽然是增加了，可是他的结局却是不好的。
So therefore, we see that in fact the additional 15 years did not bring any good to Hezekiah.
他最后反而骄傲。
Because he turned around and became arrogant.
反而他要依靠他的财宝，依靠他的武器。
He relied upon his treasures and upon his weapons.
最后他还是被巴比伦毁灭了。
Then later he was being destroyed by Babylon.
所以呢，我们从这个事情呢，又有另一种思考。
So therefore, from this conclusion, it serves another point for us.
到底西西家王增加这十五年的寿数，到底是好的还是不好的？
So when King Hezekiah, when he requested for another 15 years of life, was it good or bad for him?
如果从他后来对巴比伦的使者这种骄傲的展示，那么我们说他这十五年的寿数反而是一件不好的事情。
Because from the way we see how Hezekiah paraded off his treasures to Babylon, we know that that was not a good thing that he had lived longer.
如果在他生病的时候他就接受了、啊、神的这个旨意，然后就、啊、死了，是不是他留下了是一个、啊、英明，留下是一个、啊、荣耀的一个记录？
Because if he had originally died according to the will of God, he would probably have left behind a very good reputation of his name.
但是后来增加这十五年的寿数，却留下了这个、啊、不好的名声。
But the additional 15 years only served to tarnish his reputation.
反而还被以赛亚先知责备。
And that he was being rebuked even by Isaiah the prophet.
所以最后他的死、啊、反而是一个不好的死。
And that he indeed at the end died in tragedy.
所以我们在这里又有另一个思考，说他向神祈求增加寿数这件事情，最后的结果却不是好的。
And so we see how, even though Hezekiah asked God to prolong his life, but the conclusion was not a good one.
但是我们却也不能够从后面的不好，然后来说他的祷告、啊、祈求寿数的、啊、增加是一件不好的事情，我们也不能够这样的推论。
But however, we can also not say that even though the final conclusion and ending of Hezekiah was tragedy, that does not mean that his prayers was not successful in the beginning.
我们要把这两件事情分开来看待。
Because these two are very different matters.
生病几乎要死，然后他向神祷告。
That Hezekiah got very sick and that he prayed to God.
神垂听他的祷告，而且成全他的祈求，让他增加十五年的寿数。
God listened to his prayers in his tears and add 15 years more of his life.
单独看这件、啊、生病祷告然后得到垂听成全的事情，这是一件好事。
So when you look at this matter just on its own, that he got sick and that he prayed, he got well, and that God listened to his prayer, that is a very beautiful thing.
这是我们要学习效法的一种祷告。
And that is a kind of prayer that we all need to learn from.
但是他后来增加十五年的寿数，却做了一些不好的事情。
But yet, after his life was being prolonged, Hezekiah became arrogant.
这是西西家自己要去负的责任。
And that is his own responsibility that he needs to bear.
也许他认为我的祷告都得到神的垂听，改变了神的旨意，所以我是这么的得到神喜悦的王，所以他就骄傲了。
Perhaps Hezekiah in his heart think that I am such a favorite king of the Lord that even when I prayed, God listened to me and prolonged my life, so therefore I can just do whatever I want.
所以这样的骄傲反而成为他败坏的一个开始。
So such a kind of pride and arrogance was the beginning of his downfall.
所以呢，他增加十五年的寿数，他也可以做好事。
So another 15 years, Hezekiah has a lot of time to do a lot of good projects.
他也可以带领全国的百姓更能够、啊、来回归神，来敬拜神。
He has more time to lead the entire nation and all the people to come and walk before God.
这十五年也可以做很多很多的、啊、事迹。
And that this 15 years will also allow him to conduct many, many other projects.
但是西西家王却在这十五年里面他犯了骄傲的毛病。
But yet, King Hezekiah, he fell and he got into arrogance.
所以他最后、啊、的结局反而是不好的。
And that brought a very bad downfall for him.
所以呢，我们把这两件事情要分开来看待。
So we need to look at these two events as independent and separate.
啊，祷告得到神的垂听，这是一件啊应该要学习的榜样。
That when we prayed and that God listened to our prayers,That is a very beautiful thing.
至于我们增加的寿数要如何来利用，如何来善用这个、啊、生命，这是我们要另外来看待的一件事情。
And that when God hearkened to our prayers and add more years of our life, then we have the responsibility to deal with this additional time in a wise way.
就像主耶稣也曾经叫三个人从死里复活。
And just like Lord Jesus, he also resurrected three dead person.
啊，一个是埃啊管会堂的埃鲁的女儿。
And one is one who look after the temple, the daughter.
第二个是一个拿因城寡妇的一个独生子。
And the second was the son of a widow.
第三个是啊伯大尼的拉撒路。
And the third was Lazarus.
而拉撒路从死里复活以后，他增加了啊很多年的寿数。
And that Lazarus, after he was resurrected from death by Lord Jesus, he continued to live for many years.
我们看到拉撒路最后的生命反而能够为主耶稣做见证。
And then we see how his prolonged life was able to add witness to the name of God.
反而因为很多人看见拉撒路的复活而来相信了主。
And that many people came to believe in the Lord when they saw the resurrection of Lazarus.
所以连那些法利赛人啊，他们都想要连那个拉撒路也要把他杀了。
And even the Pharisees, they wanted to kill Lazarus.
因为他们看到拉撒路复活能够为主耶稣做见证。
Because they saw how Lazarus was a living miracle. He resurrected and that he was able to bear witness for Jesus.
所以很多人因为拉撒路也来相信了主。
And therefore that brought many people to come and believe in the Lord.
所以我们看到拉撒路的复活啊，他好好的善用他的生命，反而为主耶稣做了更多的事工。
So we see how Lazarus, he was very wise to utilize his time in a very wise way for God's gospel.
所以他的复活反而是一件很好的事情。
So Lazarus' resurrection was a wonderful thing.
所以呢，我们祷告，得到了神的垂听，这是一件好事。
So therefore, when we pray and that God answer our prayers,That in itself is a very good thing.
只是增加了生命的寿数，我们如何来善用，这个是另外一件事情。
But then another matter lies in how our lives are being prolonged, and with the additional time, it is our responsibility to use it in a wise way.
西西家王他骄傲而失败。
Hezekiah became proud, arrogant, and he fell.
但是拉撒路却能够为主做见证而成功。
But yet, Lazarus was able to witness for Jesus and that he led a very godly life.
所以呢，我们不能够从后面的结果来推论说他前面那个祷告是啊求生命啊能够增加，这是一件啊不好的祈求。我们不能够这样子来推论。
And so therefore we cannot assume in the way that even though their prayers were being answered, that their prayers in the beginning was not a good thing.
啊，所以我们还是要来学习西西家王的祷告。
So we still need to learn from the way that Hezekiah prayed to God.
因为我们还是要有信心来到神的面前。
Because we all need to arm with faith when we come before God.
只是我们现在有一个思考说，如果神并没有啊让西西家王增加寿数，那么他的祷告又啊又有什么样的一个效果呢？
And because we just have another point of view in terms of how if Hezekiah did not pray to God in that way, then what would he end up with?
所以我们啊，祷告的时候会有啊两个阶段，啊两件事情我们可以来思考的。
So therefore, as we pray, there are two ways that we can look at it.
第一个就是神垂听我们的祷告。
And the first is that God listened to our prayers.
第二是神成全了我们的祷告。
And that second is that God He established our prayers.
哦，我们说垂听跟成全，这是可以啊分开来看待。
And that when God listened and answered our prayer, and when He established our prayer, these are in fact two different modes.
我们的祷告一定会得垂听。
Because our prayers would definitely be heard by God.
但是神不一定会成全啊我们所求的事情。
But God not necessarily will establish our will.
就像主耶稣在客西马尼园的祷告一样。
Just like how Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们来看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
主耶稣在客西马尼园的祷告，他讲了一句很重要的话。
That when Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said a very important verse.
马太福音二十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew 26.
三十九节。
26:39.
马太福音二十六章三十九节
Matthew 26 verse 39
他就稍往前走俯伏在地祷告说我父啊倘若可行求你叫这杯离开我然而不要照我的意思只要照你的意思在这里记载主耶稣向天父祷告
So over here Jesus was praying to the Heavenly Father
能够叫这苦杯啊，十字架的苦难能够离开
That if it's possible please let this cup of bitterness of being crucified on the cross to pass away from him.
但是他还是啊愿意遵照天父的旨意。
But still, nevertheless, Jesus said over here, it is not as he will, but as you will.
所以呢，他的祷告啊一定会蒙垂听的。
So therefore, his prayers would definitely be heard by the heavenly Father.
但是神却啊，天父却没有成全他的祷告，而真的把十字架的苦难拿开呢？没有。
But yet we see how even though God had listened to this prayer, but he did not establish his will.
所以呢，他的祷告是蒙垂听，可是没有被成全。
So therefore, over here, Jesus' prayer was heard by God, but it was not being established by God.
我们看希伯来书第五章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 5.
第五章第七节。
Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7.
希伯来书第五章。第七节
Hebrews 5 verse 7
基督在肉体的时候既大声哀哭流泪祷告恳求那能救他免死的主就因他的虔诚蒙了应允
And Jesus in verse 7 Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7 who in the days of his flesh when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from deathAnd was hurt because of his godly fear.
这里记载，基督在肉体的时候，啊，就是在客西马尼园的祷告。
And so here it talks about the prayers of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他恳求、流泪、祷告，啊，能够救他免掉这十字架的苦难。
That Jesus, with vehement cries and tears to God, he was praying to God to save him from death.
那么这里记载说，因为他的虔诚蒙了应允。
And here it says that because of Jesus' godly fear, therefore his prayers were heard.
所以主耶稣的祷告得了垂听。
So therefore the prayers of Lord Jesus was being heard.
但是他还是接受了十字架的苦难呐。
But yet still he accepted the cup of bitterness of the crucifixion.
所以他所求的并没有成全。
So whatever that Jesus had prayed for.It was not done.
同样的保罗，他身上有一根刺。
And in the same way for Paul, he was suffering from a thorn.
他也三次来向主耶稣祷告。
Three times he prayed to God to remove this thorn, but yet.
我们看哥林多后书十二章。
But yet God didn't. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
十二章第七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书十二章第七节。
2 Corinthians 12 verse 7.
啊、第七节到第九节
7 to verse 9 2 Corinthians 12 verse 7 Unless I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations A thorn in the flesh was given to me A messenger of Satan to buffet me Lest I be exalted above measure Verse 8 Concerning this thing I pleaded with the Lord three times That it might depart from me Verse 9 And he said to me My grace is sufficient for youfor my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
所以呢，保罗身上啊有一根刺，他受苦了。
So here we see how Paul was suffering from this thorn in the flesh.
他向三次来向主祷告。
Therefore, three times, Paul pleaded with God.
叫这根刺能够离开他。
That God can remove this thorn from his flesh.
但是呢，主耶稣却对他说：“我的恩典够你用。”
But yet this is the way that Jesus, that God replied to Paul, that my grace is sufficient for you.
所以主耶稣这句话是代表了说，保罗，你的祷告我听到了，我垂听了。
So therefore, when God spoke to Paul in this way, he's telling Paul that yes, I have heard your prayers.
但是他并没有成全保罗的祷告。
But yet, I will not do whatever you ask for.
这根刺仍然留在保罗的身体。
God still allowed this thorn to remain in the flesh of Paul.
他还是有身体上的软弱。
So therefore, Paul, he is still suffering from this infirmity.
因为他才知道，在软弱的时候，更能够显出基督的刚强。
So that Paul can be made perfect in his weakness.
能够看见基督的能力
so that he can see the strength and power of Christ.
所以呢，保罗他才明白他的祷告是得到垂听，可是没有被成全。
So this allowed Paul to understand that God had comforted him and tell him he had heard his prayers, but it was not done according to what he wants.
而这样的一种结局才是一个更好的结局。
And that this was in fact a better thing for Paul.
因为这样子他才能够谦卑而不会过于的自高骄傲。
Because then this thorn in his flesh will allow him to remain humble and that he will not become arrogant.
因为保罗得到的启示太多了。
Because Paul had received too many revelations from God.
他甚至呢曾经被主呢提到第三层天啊，能够听见隐秘的言语。
Because in fact Paul was once being caught up to the third heaven and that he heard voices and words that were inexpressible.
主耶稣也亲自啊对他荣光显现。
And that God had also manifested himself and revealed to God to Paul in a glorious light.
所以他得到很多的启示。
So we see how Paul was very blessed with all these visions and revelations.
他也多次的得到主耶稣对他的显现。
And that many times he also saw how Christ manifested before him.
所以这样的一个人真的很容易骄傲。
So for a person such as this, it is very easy for him to boast.
所以主耶稣才要把这根刺留在他的身上。
That is why God, he allowed this thorn to remain in the flesh of Paul.
这根刺反而是在保守保罗的灵性不会骄傲失败的。
That in fact, this thorn in the flesh for Paul was a good thing because it serves to humble Paul down and to keep him in his prudence.
所以呢，我们的祷告一定会蒙垂听，但是不一定会成全。
So therefore, our prayers will be heard by God for sure.But it may not be done to our will.
而这样的一个结局，反而对我们的灵性是一个更好的一种安排。
And that very often times the conclusion is a good thing for our spirituality.
所以呢，我们的祷告会蒙垂听，也得成全，就好像西西家王一样。
So sometimes our prayers may be heard by God, and it may be done according to our will, just like Hezekiah.
但是我们的祷告也可能垂听了而没有被成全。就好像主耶稣，就好像保罗一样。
But sometimes we may be just like Jesus Christ or Paul, that our prayers are heard, but it is not done according to what we want.
但是不论如何，我们一定要祷告。
But regardless of the conclusion, we all still need to pray.
祷告是我们的权利。
Because prayers is our privilege.
也是我们的福气。
It is also our blessings.
其他不认识主的人，他们也不懂得祷告。
Because people who do not know God, they do not know how to pray.
他们只会向他们的偶像神明祷告献祭，那是一个没有功效的事情。
And they only know the way that they pray is to pray to statues, and that it carries no effect.
我们认识真神。
But we know the living God.
我们认识创造天地万物的真神。
And we know this God who created the entire universe.
所以我们可以向他祷告。
And so therefore, we can come before him and pray.
这是我们的福气。
And that is our privilege.
我们更要好好的把握这样的一个机会。
And that this is a wonderful opportunity for us to make full use of.
我们有这样的一个权利，能够向主祷告。
And that with this kind of authority, we can pray to God.
所以我们要好好的把握这样的一个权利。
And so therefore, we must make use of this authority as a child of God.
不要让我们的权力睡着了。
And not to let it be asleep.
所以呢，人的力量真的是很软弱的。
Because in fact, we have very weak willpower.
所以呢，人的软弱正可以显出基督的刚强。
But yet, in fact, over here, Paul says that our weaknesses can be made perfect in the strength of Christ.
所以我们要常常祷告。
So we must pray unceasingly.
我们不论遇到任何事情，我们都可以祷告。
That regardless of any matters that we are facing, we can bring it before God.
我们也不必去别说这个大事才跟主祷告，小事不用了。
And that we should not think in this way that only with serious matters that we will bring before God, and that any other minute things are not desirable.
我们也很难区别什么叫大事，什么叫小事。
But in fact, it is difficult for us to even discern what is important and what is serious matters.
但是我们只要凡事借着祷告。
But as long as we carry all things before God,
我们一切的事都可以向主祷告。
That all things can be offered up in prayers to God.
主耶稣愿意垂听我们的祷告。
and that God is willing to listen to our prayers.
有的成全，有的不成全，但是都对我们有帮助。
Sometimes it may be done, and sometimes it may not be, but they will all be beneficial for us.
所以我们一定要常常祷告。
So we must pray constantly.
啊，这是我们的福气。
Because it is our privilege and our blessing. Let's sing hymn.
259首。
259.